getting you home every weekday evening. 105 Drive.
It's 105 Drive, our budget special between now and 7 o'clock. It's time to introduce you to my next guest, Sebastian Kindersley. He's the prospective parliamentary candidate for South Cambridgeshire. Already he represents Gamlingay on the District Council and Cambridgeshire County Council for the Liberal Democrats. Good evening, Sebastian.
Hello.
Thanks very much for joining us. It's an interesting one, isn't it, when you have a coalition budget? Were you sitting there watching the Chancellor and thinking, well, that's a Conservative policy and that's a Lib Dem one?
No.
did you get the sense? Because Danny Alexander was quite clear and very much trying to push the Lib Dem message of what they'd done within that budget.
Well, I think for very good reasons. I mean, the first is a historical one, which of course is that smaller parties and coalitions tend to get, shall we just say, slightly sidelined. And I think it's important that front bunch members of the party, whoever it is, focus on what they've been doing. But I think the second and perhaps much more important thing is that actually the budget is delivering really quite a number of core Lib Dem policies, and I'm sure you've heard on. From Danny Alexander, for example, that actually one of our policies, which is that in relation to the tax cut, was on the front page of our manifesto 5 years ago. And so it is great to see it delivered. So let's blow our trumpet about things that are working, and let's face it, are going to be benefiting literally millions of people.
I suppose the problems start in a few weeks' time, or probably already, actually, for that matter, when you're knocking on the doors of South Cambridgeshire, and you're having to sort of criticise bits of the budget, but at the same time trying to emphasise elements like that, such as Mr Alexander did a little earlier on this afternoon, in order to make your case to get yourself and, of course, all the other Lib Dem prospective candidates elected?
I think it divides us two parts, because obviously, what we want to be able to say on the doorstep is, look, we've been part of a coalition government for nearly 5 years, we've delivered a lot of Lib Dem policies, and, that's been great. What we also need to say is that, as you probably know, Danny Alexander will be releasing alternative fiscal plans tomorrow, which will form the basis for the financial elements of the Liberal Democrat manifesto for the election. So we've got two stories to tell. The first is what's already happened over the last 5 years, where we can do things such as demonstrate that actually we are fiscally responsible and we are able to deliver things. And the second story is that, we still have good ideas about how we're going to help people over the next 5 years.
We've had a lot of talk about the business rates this afternoon. I'll come to that in a moment or two. But the other aspect with regard to business is this thing, the diverted profits tax, I think it's called. Others call it the Google tax, which is quite a fun tag, unless, of course, you're a Google employee. This is the idea that large companies who are based predominantly on the internet pay their tax for the country in which the profit is made. I'm wondering what your general thoughts were on that.
My general thoughts are, one of the things that I get most correspondence about is people who are just really fed up with companies engaged in tax avoidance, and obviously companies probably not in evasion, but it is really a very big issue for a lot of people listening, and a lot of people out there get in touch. Over the last 3 or 4 years, actually, we've closed a number, upwards of 40 loopholes. But there's still a great deal of work to be done. And as you know, Danny Alexander has put in a bit about cracking down on the offshore tax evasion, as you mentioned. And the good news about that is that those measures are going to deliver £3.1 billion back to the state, which makes, a big dent in our deficit. So I think the bottom line is, if everybody behaves well, and if companies like Google and so on want to be here, they need to, sign up for everything. And that includes paying, the right amount of tax on what they earn, and not actually taking, you know, very expensive steps to actually avoid paying what they should be paying. And as I say, it is a real issue out there.
The other element, of course, is the business aspect is in terms of the city deal for Cambridge, for Peterborough, this idea that business rates, any growth in that will be maintained or retained by the, I guess, technically the local authorities in this area. How would business like that spent, do you think?
I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
I'm sorry, how would you think that if the local authorities are able to retain the money gained from business rates, is there any particular areas that business would like to see that extra money spent?
Well, I'm pretty certain that they would like to see it spent on what it is actually, I hope, going to be spent on, which is infrastructure in terms of both housing and transport. You know, that is the idea that, you know, if the economy is growing so fast, you can have a lot more people coming here, a lot more jobs created, a lot more people looking for places to live. You know, you need to get people around. You know, we've already got problems with congestion and so on, as everybody knows. So, you know, that would be very much where I think business would want it to be spent, you know, on imaginative, future-proofed schemes that make it much easier for everybody to get around, because the more people can get around the area, frankly, the better the economy is going to do. The better the economy does locally, obviously, the more business rates they pay and the more will be coming back to the authorities. So it's you know, this is a core Lib Dem principle, and you know, I'm delighted, and I know many people in the business community are delighted that the government listened to local people asking for this particular. It is an initiative, and it's very exciting. I hope everybody's really pleased that Cambridgeshire has been chosen as one of the two initiatives to take this forward. It's great.
I guess on the downside, people are a little bit concerned that it's being done without the democracy. That was one of the points that Rupert Reid of the Greens was putting to me a little bit earlier on this afternoon. This idea, he seems to perceive some of the people involved, I'm sure it doesn't mean that the people concerned are shadowy, but kind of nobody really knows who they are and they're not really elected, where it should be really be going straight to some sort of, you know, reorganised local authority. We know at Cambridge 105, we've got South Cambridgeshire over one side, then you've got the county council, and then we've got our own city council as well.
Yep, I mean, I have a certain amount of sympathy with his position. I don't think that saying it's a shadowy body, I mean, I presume he's referring to the city deal.
He means the city deal, yes.
We do have concerns. I mean, the Liberal Democrats do have concerns locally about, you know, the transparency of decision-making. But look, it's only just begun. I think give it a chance. You know, we are actually working constructively with the city deal and the executive and so on to make sure that actually all of those worries are addressed. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is that, you know, as the world knows, you know, for many years our manifestos have included an ambition for a unitary in certainly the southern part of Cambridgeshire. You know, and in fact, other parties are now on board with that. You know, the county council agreed a motion, I think unanimously, a couple of months ago, that the chief exec go off and have a look at all the different options. And that's what we want to have a look at, is all of the different options. But, you know, these things don't happen overnight, and they do take up time and they do take up resource. You know, it's much, much more important for everybody that we get the economy on track and that the local economy is actually doing what it has been doing for the last 5 years, which is actually driving the national economy. You know, we should be very proud locally that we are, you know, really leading the nation in many ways, and economically is one of those ways.
Final question for you, and actually away from the budget, if you don't mind. I know you've been looking at these new streetlights locally and the problems for, I think, for disabled and partially sighted people. I'm just wondering if these, you know, perfectly decent streetlights here are being used to sneak in savings to local authority power bills.
As I'm sure you're already aware, the contract is supposed to deliver, I think, upwards of 46% saving on power bills.
And well, they would if they're not switched on.
Look, I'll tell you what, as representing 12 parishes, of which most are either in the middle of or have had streetlight changes, it has been an absolute nightmare for me. It is a nightmare. I have parishes where the project started in September last year, and they're still not finished. So, you know, I've had people in wheelchairs fall into hole. You know, it's been a nightmare. And we have tried extremely hard, parish councils and myself, to get Balfour Beatty to pull their finger out and actually just finish the work. So I haven't been worrying so much about the 25-year element of this project. I'm just worried about, actually, could they fill this hole in on the side of the road today or preferably tomorrow? So it has been uphill struggle, I'm afraid. And if you'd like to come out and see any of those works in any of my parishes, I'd be delighted to give you a tour.
I might be tempted to do that.
Unfortunately, not at night, because obviously quite a lot of the streetlights aren't working.
I asked my 5-year-old niece about this, sort of commenting on the fact that her street in South Cambridgeshire had nice new lights. I said, "Would you prefer the new ones and the old ones?" She simply replied, "We don't have streetlights anymore here."
Yep. Well, in South Cambridgeshire, many parishes haven't had, and in fact don't want streetlights. But those that have had streetlights and those who are suffering at the hands of Balfour Beatty right now, I think are probably a bit more ambivalent.
Okay, well, Sebastian, thank you very much for that and your comments on the budget as well.
Not at all, Julian. Nice to talk to you.
You too. That's Sebastian Kindersley, prospective parliamentary candidate for South Cambridgeshire, also representing Gamlingay on the District Council and Cambridgeshire County Council. It's 22 after 6.